number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Inevitably, it will be here. The question is, will we be prepared for it?
Now at 4:30, new information pouring in about a COVID variant spreading across the world. New in just the last half hour, what the world's top health experts are saying about the risks attached to the Omicron variant.
And Pilot Mountain is still burning. The efforts to contain the wildfire that'll shut down the state park for days.
And our temperatures are chilly this morning. We're starting off in the low to mid 40s. It's the afternoon, though, that will feel so cold and overnight tonight. Then I'll show you when we start to warm back up.
4:30 is the time. We are back at it with you, starting a new work week here. We're so glad you're joining us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you had, you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
Certainly did.
A lot of good eating. Yeah, a lot to tell you about, though, this morning. We'll begin with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with just how cold it is and how much more will warm up.
That's right. We're really going to feel it this afternoon. Right now, temperatures are in the 40s. We will see a northerly wind. It's going to help to drop our temperatures a bit more as we head through the morning. But this afternoon is going to feel chilly. We're going to really have a hard time climbing out of the 40s today. It'll be a cold night tonight. And then we begin a rebound that's going to bring us a warm stretch for this week and potentially into the weekend. It's 37 now in South Hill, 44 in Goldsboro, 42 in Southern Pines. We had a cold front move through yesterday. No rain with it, but behind that front gradually, we'll see our temperatures dropping. But for now, it's warmer than it was this time yesterday. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast, though, and look at this. At 10 a.m., we're still looking at low 40s. We'll only climb into the upper 40s for highs this afternoon. Now, today stays dry. We'll talk about when we may have another front to bring us some rain coming up in just a bit.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking updates overnight related to the global spread of the COVID-19 variant Omicron. Here's what you need to know. At 3:30 this morning, the World Health Organization said the global risk related to this variant is, quote, very high. The agency is closely monitoring data. Now, since 2 this morning, the Scottish and Australian governments have announced 2 Omicron cases. No cases confirmed yet in the U.S. President Biden is meeting with his COVID-19 team this morning. He'll be speaking at 11:45 a.m. WRAL's Nye Hardin is live at RDU Airport this morning. New travel restrictions taking effect now in the U.S. Nye.
That's absolutely right. And for many of us, we were just getting used to being able to go freely when it comes to traveling different countries. Well, the restricted travel comes as the federal government is working to learn more about the new variant. The travel restrictions do not apply to American passengers. The variant has spread rapidly in South Africa. And while medical experts don't know how serious it is, President said he wants to be cautious. Now, several other countries, including the UK, have banned flights from South Africa as well as surrounding countries. Nye Hardin, WRAL News in Wake County.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. Top of the broadcast, we told you that Scotland and Australia reporting 2 new cases of Omicron. Now add Canada to the list. This just into the WRAL Live Center in the province of Ottawa. Doctors say both patients had recently traveled from Nigeria and they're currently in isolation. Now, over the weekend, Canada implemented travel restrictions from several African countries, but Nigeria was not included in those restrictions. The ban includes African countries like South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and according to Canadian health officials, this ban will be in effect until at least January 31st.
Ken, thanks. Today, we'll get our first update on COVID-19 cases in North Carolina since before Thanksgiving. Here's a look at where the curve stood before the holiday. Our state had reached an average of nearly 2,000 new daily COVID cases. The curve was already starting to go up before the holiday. And today is expected to be a busy day at COVID-19 testing sites. In Wake County, there's an important change coming to testing sites this week. Starting Wednesday, December 1st, Wednesday, testing at the county's drive-through locations will be by appointment only. So testing will still be free, but you will need to plan ahead if you want to go get tested.
Right now, fire crews on Pilot Mountain are worried a growing wildfire could soon threaten nearby homes and businesses. The fire has been burning since Saturday. It covers more than 200 acres. Crews are on the ground and in the air to prevent the fire from growing. They say water can only do so much to slow the fire down.
The dry, windy conditions, especially during peak burning hours during the middle of the day, causes, very extreme fire activity.
Look at how smoky it is. Some good news. So far, no damage to buildings and no injuries have been reported. Crews say it could take days to get the fire under control.
Starting today, you could get a $100 gift card for getting your first COVID-19 shot. Cumberland County's Health Department is giving out the incentive at Smith Recreation Center along Slater Avenue in Fayetteville. The clinic runs from 3 to 7 p.m. If you can't make it out today, another clinic will happen at Westover Recreation Center on Wednesday.
Today, tens of millions of Americans are expected to shop online for Cyber Monday deals. Overall, shopping over the holiday weekend fell short of pre-pandemic levels. In order to break the Cyber Monday shopping record set in 2019, Americans will have to spend $9.5 billion today. This year, retailers are met with new supply chain issues that are causing them to spend more just to meet demand while dealing with the loss in sales due to low inventory and labor shortages. Those issues could also mean Cyber Monday markdowns are not as cheap as they used to be. You can count on WREL Smart Shopper to find you the best deals out there. Go to WREL.com/smartshopper for our list of the best valued sales.
We're at 4:36 right now. A Raleigh family says they're stranded in South Africa as those travel bans take effect in response to the new COVID variant.
It's been very confusing, and it just happened so fast.
Yeah, the hope that they are holding on to this morning as countries close down their borders to travelers from parts of Africa.
Plus, the Ravens beat the Browns on Sunday Night Football. Coming up, the mistakes that could have cost them the game.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:38 and it is a pretty morning out there. Skies are mostly clear. Temperatures are in the 40s, so it's not terribly cold right now. But we have a colder air mass that will be pushing in today. We're going to feel it this afternoon. We're not going to make it out of the 40s this afternoon. And then it will be really cold tonight. After that, we have a nice rebound. You know, it's been pretty cold lately with highs mostly in the 50s. We're going to jump on into the 60s and stay there starting tomorrow. So it should feel good. Clear skies. Temperatures by 8 or 9 o'clock will still be in the 30s most likely. We're still seeing our temperatures dropping. And yep, the holiday's over. Kids are back at school. When they're getting off the bus this afternoon, temperatures will still be in the upper 40s. Again, we're going to talk about what changes to help bring us some of the warmest air we've seen in a while coming up.
Tonight, NC State and UNC will compete in the Governor's Cup hockey game at PNC Arena. There's a $5 recommended donation to get in. Otherwise, admission and parking are free, and seating is first come, first serve. Puck drops at 7 p.m. And new this morning, Shake Shack is coming to PNC. The arena posted this announcement over the weekend. No word yet on where the new concession stand will be located or when you can expect it to open up.
Today, First Lady Jill Biden will reveal this year's White House holiday theme and decor, and it has a North Carolina connection. The White House Christmas tree arrived in a horse and carriage last week. The tree is an 18.5-foot Fraser fir from Peak Farms in Ashe County. Today, a group of second graders from Maryland and National Guard members and their families will also be there to enjoy the festivities. WREL's annual campaign to help keep the community warm is back. We're talking about coats for the children. Go to WREL.com/coats to make a donation or text coats to the number here on your screen. You can also drop off new or gently worn coats at participating Jiffy Lube locations throughout the Triangle. We'll share more information with you in the days to come about other ways you can help.
Coming up on 4:41 now, health experts are working to learn more about the negative effects of a new pill that could treat COVID-19. The answers they are searching for ahead of a meeting tomorrow that could bring us closer to a new way to treat the virus. Plus,
there's no need to panic. There's no need to panic.
Panthers quarterback Cam Newton wants to move on from a blowout loss to the Dolphins this past weekend. What he's saying about the team's priorities moving forward. As a new COVID variant spreads in South Africa, Americans are rushing to get out. A travel ban from 8 African countries goes into effect today, but it does not apply to U.S. citizens. Still, a family from Raleigh says they're stranded. Lauren Kennedy Brady was on a safari vacation with her family when the Omicron variant prompted several countries to shut down their borders to travelers from the region.
I've spent the last 48 hours booking, rebooking for flights that are continually getting canceled or they are not letting us on because we don't have a European passport.
Kennedy Brady says her family is fully vaccinated and they have the negative COVID test they need to return to the U.S. They even reached out to Senator Tom Tillis' office for help. They're hoping to learn more about their travel options today.
And more help could be on the way in battling COVID-19. Tomorrow, the FDA will meet to consider Merck's anti-COVID pill. The administration said the pill is highly effective in treating the virus, but it's asking for more experts to weigh in on the pill's safety. They want to know about the risks of birth defects and other potential problems during pregnancy. In a new analysis, Merck says its pill was less effective than it previously thought. Still, the pill is supposed to reduce the risk of hospitalizations and death among COVID patients by 30%.
These are pills that are easy to take. So this means people can have these pills ready to go in their medicine cabinet.
FDA advisors could greenlight Merck's treatment tomorrow. If it reaches final approval, it'll be the first COVID treatment to be offered in pill form.
Former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows can soon be charged in connection to the January 6 riot on the U.S. Capitol. Representative Adam Schiff says a decision is expected as early as this week.
We are moving with alacrity with anyone who obstructs the committee. And that was certainly the case with Mr. Bannon. It will be the case with Mr. Meadows, Mr. Clark, or any others.
Meadows was the White House chief of staff for then-President Donald Trump. Earlier this month, a top
As you said, Renee, former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows could soon be charged in connection to the January 6th riot on the U.S. Capitol. Representative Adam Schiff says a decision is expected as early as this week. Now, Meadows was the White House chief of staff for then-President Donald Trump. And earlier this month, a top member of the House committee investigating the riot said that they expect lawmakers to refer Meadows to the Justice Department. Now, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns in a low-scoring game. It was Sunday Night Football, and Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson threw four interceptions. Here's the play, though, you'll be seeing on repeat today.
Made the big play on this drive. Now third and 10. Whole bunch of Browns coming after him. Jackson trying to keep it alive. Put it up for grabs. Oh. And it's a touchdown! Andrews!
Just like that, Jackson hit tight end Mark Andrews for the Ravens' only touchdown in the game, and the Ravens win it 16-10. Cam Newton says there is no need to panic after posting the lowest quarterback rating of his career against the Miami Dolphins. Newton blamed his poor showing on a lack of knowledge in the system. He was eventually benched for P.J. Walker. And moving forward, Newton says he is going to trust the plan and trust the process.
It's not nobody to blame more so than just the situation that I came into. So, you know, having this week to kind of self-scout, so to speak, and really dive into the root of, you know, what this offense is about, and that's what I plan on doing.
Carolina head coach Matt Rhule says Newton will stay the team's starter. The Panthers have a bye week before hosting the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, December 12th. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what is ahead. We start our work week here a little colder today, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't feel too bad out there this morning. Our temperatures are in the 40s, but we're going to stay in the 40s all day long. We're going to see a big warm-up, which is not typically the way we start December. But, hey, it's been pretty chilly over the last couple of weeks, so I know a lot of us may not complain too much about that. A nice, warm, dry week to end this week. Let's take a look at what's happening out there right now. Looking pretty across our area. We have all the pretty lights in Goldsboro and Apex. Chapel Hill looking nice and quiet this morning, as well as Durham. I'll check out our temperature. Right now it's 43 degrees, but we may see that dropping even farther. The dew point's at 25. That means it's fairly dry, and our temperature can fall as low as the dew point. Now, we're not going to drop to 25 this morning, but we will see a much colder start tomorrow morning. So we're going to drop down most likely into the mid-30s, even though it's 43 right now. We're going to continue to have that chilly air pushing in this morning, and then we'll climb back into the 40s for this afternoon. It'll be a dry day today, but a breezy day too with that front coming in. Already we've dropped to 38 in South Hill, but we'll watch these temperatures falling slowly into the 30s and then gradually climbing back into the 40s as we head through the day. Our winds will start to pick up a little bit this afternoon. We're going to see winds climbing up to about 9-10 with some gusts up to say 15, 20, 25 miles per hour. And we do have high fire danger today. We have that wildfire there in Pilot Mountain, which is just northwest of Winston-Salem. We were in that area yesterday, and a lot of fire there, just right there at Pilot Mountain State Park. It almost looked like a volcano. You know, that mountain is pretty distinctive. Anyway, so the winds today are not going to help that at all, unfortunately. We'll continue to have our air coming out of the northwest, keeping things chilly today. You can see some 30s here, 31 Nashville, 38 in Washington, and that's where our air is coming from. So we will continue to cool down tonight. But that won't last too long. The blue here is where temperatures are below normal, and the red and oranges are where temperatures are above normal. And as we get into Wednesday, we start to see those temperatures climbing and then climbing and climbing as we head into Friday. And that's true for a good chunk of the country. Our tower lightings, all three of them, are Wednesday, and the weather looks perfect for that. We're going to see clear skies, so nothing getting in the way of some of the entertainment that we'll have on our broadcast at 7 p.m. We hope you'll tune in for that. After that, look at that, 63 Wednesday, 70 on Friday. The weekend looks a little bit cooler, but not too bad. Mark Friday on the calendar. Back to you.
Ken Smith here in the WRA Live Center. Following some breaking news out of Raleigh, I want to take you to new video just into our newsroom. This is a sweepstakes parlor on Newbern Avenue near the Beltline. Raleigh police say a fight broke out this morning, and then two cars left the scene. The one car started shooting at another car. Well, a man in that car was hit by a bullet. His injuries are considered non-life-threatening. Of course, police are looking for everyone involved in this incident, including the person or persons who fired those shots. We'll keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center with any new developments.
Still to come, researchers have a new report on breast cancer, the connection they're making to time spent outdoors and developing the disease.
And your next six-pack could cost more. The new costs that craft brewers are facing that could impact the price of beer.
It is top 10 night tonight on The Voice, and the show will change things up on the remaining artists for their live performances. Mark Berger has a preview of that and tonight's musical special that follows The Voice.
We're in the top 10.
Woo!
If the remaining artists on The Voice had any thoughts of cruising this week,
never feel comfortable in a competition,
no.
Right?
No.
Challenge week. We'll take care of that.
It is me singing a lot of words pretty quickly, so it is definitely a challenge. It's different, and I'm very excited.
All of the artists are being asked to sing tunes out of their normal comfort zone tonight.
What I'm singing is something I would have never picked for myself. It's definitely pushing me.
It's easy to crumble under this. I mean, this is a lot of pressure.
But the timing for a musical lane change could not be better for some of the artists.
It is a perfect time to do something like this because my confidence is so high, and hopefully it stays that high, you know?
The top 10 hoping out-of-the-box performances can keep them in the mix for next week's top 8.
We're just getting a little bit less nervous every time, and yet every performance brings new challenges.
But The Voice singers are not the only ones switching things up tonight.
This is, it's money. But if I put it over, you put the money.
What is happening?
The coaches are part of a preview of Jimmy Fallon's new musical game show, That's My Jam, following The Voice.
That's My Jam is taking all of our best musical games from The Tonight Show and just taking it to the next possible level.
Someone's about to get rocked!
The celebrities take part in musical games and challenges, trying to win money for charity and not get soaked.
Let's see what you're made of!
Mark Barker, NBC News.
That's My Jam airs tonight at 10 Eastern after The Voice, and it will be on weekly on Monday night starting January 3rd.
With the holiday season now in full swing, experts are reminding all of us to be careful while decorating. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says you should go over your lights to make sure there aren't any frayed or exposed wires. If you're hanging those lights using a ladder, it's best to have someone on the ground, maybe holding the ladder to avoid dangerous falls. And Christmas trees can become a fire hazard when they dry out. Keep them watered.
New this morning, research shows women who work outdoors are less likely to develop breast cancer as they get older. Scientists in Denmark say those who work outside have a lower risk of developing breast cancer after the age of 50. Vitamin D is the main reason. Researchers say concern about skin cancer has caused medical professionals to downplay the health benefits of sunlight.
Your next can of draft beer might be a lot more expensive. Ball Corporation, one of the world's largest suppliers of aluminum cans, says demand continues to outpace supply, and it's now requiring non-contract companies, including smaller breweries, to order a minimum of 5 truckloads of cans. And that's more than a million cans when it breaks down. Ball also says its price per can will jump by nearly 50% for some businesses.
Celebrate the holiday season this week with the 63rd annual tower lighting. Join us Wednesday as we turn our 300-foot TV tower into North Carolina's tallest lighted tree. We will have fantastic local entertainment in Rocky Mount and in Durham as well, where we'll light the towers at our sister properties. Tune in for a live half-hour special at 7 p.m. Wednesday as we celebrate the season.
Next on WRAL at 5, we're following brand new updates on a new COVID variant that is spreading across the globe. What we have learned in the last half hour about how far the Omicron variant has spread.
And COVID testing sites across the triangle could be busy today. Why a doctor says it's too early to find out if you have the virus after gathering over the Thanksgiving weekend.